Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
It's Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth, and co-host Michael Paul McCarthy.
I don't think Paul.
Patrick.
Mark.
I should have known. You know, you're too Irish for anything
other
than
we don't have too many names
Patrick.
In the list that you can pick from.
Peter, Paul, and Patrick.
Yeah. At least one of everyone's kids has to be Michael. That's why we got so many of them.
There you go. And so we're here tonight on an open show. And that means that you get to be the guest. You get to determine what conversation we're going to talk about tonight. Answer a question that you feel will be beneficial to you. And if we answer this question for you, this will be extremely helpful to you. And so the way that you call in and ask that question is 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680, and ask the question that's most important to you. And as I always say, those that call in the earliest are the ones that get the most attention. And then, you know, the people that wait until 6:35, 6:40 to call in, we're stuck with trying to get through them all to answer them before the end of the show. So if you spread those calls out and keep them coming, between now and the end of the show, we can get everybody's question in and a reasonable amount of time. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. And this morning, Mike, I talked to Sean about company benefits, because next month begins company benefit season. And I told him about how many mistakes people continuously make. They look at the medical plan choices and they say, well, I want the low deductible plan because I don't want to take any chance that I got to pay $2,000 or $3,000 in medical bills.
Well, and I mean, you know, you talk about how much do you need to insure. Then you talk about what's the health of your family. What are the odds on that bet, even if you're just looking from a cash flow
perspective. And how much money are you going to save in premium if you go with the higher deductible versus the lower deductible? You might find that that's a substantial amount of money.
Well, and for a lot of people, just the fact that the HSA over the past few years has expanded so many more things you can use it for to pay with. And if you think about the fact, if you're in a higher income tax bracket, you know, I really enjoy every time I get to use that HSA card if I choose to use it to pay for a medical expense. And I think, I didn't pay taxes on that.
And this year, Mike, medical expense includes aspirins and NyQuil and bandages. Right. And, you know.
And there's so few people left that are itemizing their tax returns. I mean, the HSA just became much even better than it was before.
Now, it's unbelievable. It's the best thing you can possibly get. Now the lines are lining up in the early
show. I can see Chris busy over there.
Rebecca in Pennsylvania, how can we help you?
Thank you, and I appreciate taking my call. And my problem is, okay, my telephone bill, because I have internet and, you know, the phone and everything else in it, it's been creeping up. How is the best thing to deal with my finances in that perspective, okay?
Well, the way I do it, and I'll let Mikey also answer, is first off, I go only with cell phone. I get rid of the landline phone, number one. Number two, I go to only Wi-Fi. The only thing I get from Verizon is Wi-Fi. It costs me $39.99 a month. And then I get a streaming service. I use Fubo, F-U-B-O. It costs me $64.99. And so now my total bill is $105, as opposed to when I did the three with Fios, I was paying $250 a month with all they charged. And what do you think, Mikey?
Well, may I ask you a question, too, when you're done?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ask it now. Real quick.
My question is, because they've got a really small print that said I will not be eligible for 911 calls.
So that is because you haven't selected your E911 location. That's a different result.
That is true. You can do that on your cell phone. Go explain that, Mikey.
Yeah, so E911, when we started getting VoIP phone lines, and that's probably, if you have Comcast or Verizon, there's a good chance you actually do have a VoIP phone. There's a little modem somewhere in your house that's connected to the internet, not the phone lines.
Correct.
And because of that, E911 doesn't automatically work. Whoever the phone company is has to tell 911 what address this IP address comes from.
But you can also do your cell phone, right?
You can do your cell phone, and your cell phone, that's the one problem with the cell phone is initially on a call, they don't know where you are. But if you know your address, that's one thing. And if you've screamed and yelled enough, the police will call the
FBI. I thought the minute they hit 911, you hit that one button on your cell phone, it automatically dials 911, and they can ping, see where
you're... I don't. But I will say on the other side of that, so Drew is the winner of the who's got the best billing phone system. But if you're in a household like mine where another member of the household was not able to be convinced to do this, I just call, make myself an appointment reminder to call and tell them I'm switching to the other carrier,
so
and almost every time they lower it.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's nothing to do with the power going out?
If the power goes out, you could have a problem. Most of those systems have a battery on the back of it.
Yeah, but a cell phone tower, is always generated.
So that's your cell phone, but what she's talking about is her phone from the service provider.
I understand, but if I don't need to worry about that because my cell phone's still going to work, I don't care about
that. Call 911 from the cell phone. I think that's the solution.
I got to run, Rebecca, but it's a good question. There's a lot of little issues. She's right. There's a lot of little issues, but I think that the... going to the cell phone and Wi-Fi only and stream service is the answer, in my opinion. Joe in Baltimore City, Roth IRA, how can we help you?
Yeah, I was your last caller last week, and I was very appreciative of your help, and I have one quick question relative to the Roth. I just couldn't really understand. Do you ever pay interest? On the Roth, or do you taxes?
Never, ever, until they change the law, if they ever do. If you make $1,000 of interest, tax-free. You make $1,000 in dividends, tax-free. If you buy a stock at $1 and it goes to $100, 100% tax-free inside the Roth. Everything you make inside the Roth, Joe, is 100% tax-free under the current tax law.
When you take it out after 59 and a half.
Well, you have to have had the account for 5 years, and you have to be 59 and a half or older to get that right.
You can buy stocks under Roth, too?
You can buy anything under Roth that you can buy in any account, IRAs, et cetera. So it's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, CDs, annuities, you name it.
If it's
real estate, and so forth. There's lots of things you can buy, and they're all 100% tax-free if you're 59 and a half and had to count for 5 years. All right, my friend?
Yeah, man, because I was the guy last week that asked you, why were you so big and high on the Roth? So I just got my answer again.
everyone should own one. Good question, Joe. Thank you for calling and asking that. Right now I have to take a pause. We're on open show tonight. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680, take it away traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Not them again. Come on, Chris. Anyway, we're going to run. Chris, I should put on my glasses. He was at Towson University at one of our frat bashes.
Tom Petty?
Was
that Tom Petty? No.
See, he's as good as I am.
Yeah.
Chris in Reisterstown, how can we help you? Chris in Reisterstown, liability, are you there? Chris in, oh, I'm sorry, I did. I should hit that. That was my fault. Chris in Reisterstown, can I help you?
Yes, I'm here, thanks. That Roth IRA caller triggered another question, but I'll ask my original one. So I'm a business owner. I took the payroll protection program, 108K, and it was all used within, you know, the time period on payroll, rent, utilities. So I'm curious. I'm reading without a lot of information or hearing about potential tax liabilities on that money when it's, for, you know, to the business owner when it's forgiven.
No tax liability. Right, Mikey? Mikey's actually better at this than I am, so go ahead.
So, for one, the IRS has already said who they're going to be auditing. So I'm not
$2 million or more.
$2 million or more is who they're going to be.
So he's
targeting.
Free.
So they're not going to be paying a lot of attention. But yeah, I mean, as long as you followed those rules. I mean, even if you, I mean, I don't want to say that, but they're not auditing under $2 million. But let's say that you still follow those rules. You had at least, I think, 80% of it into payroll, and the remainder you could use for utilities and other things. And you know, you spend it in the right time frame, which they made so many time frames, it's almost impossible that you couldn't spend it in the right time frame. There's no, they have not.
And
it
it's
hasn't
tax
come
free.
Out. Yeah, it's tax free, and they have not said that there are going to be any forgiveness tax. I mean, they've, politicians have said, no, we don't want IRS to have forgiveness tax on this. IRS just is going to do what the Congress tells them to do.
Yeah. So I don't think you have anything to worry about, Chris. You did perfect, and you're going to get your forgiveness, and I believe it's 100% tax-free. All right?
Time for another quickie?
Go ahead, real quick.
The Roth IRA. So if I maxed out my 401k with the catch-up contribution, can I still open a Roth and contribute?
A Roth only has to do with your adjusted gross income, whether you're married or single. That's the only thing that matters. Forget what you do in your 401k when it comes to the Roth IRA. Okay, so if you're single, it's $126,000,
right?
I think this year, and they start to phase you out at that level. And if you're married, it's $196,000, and they start to phase you out. But if your AGI is below that, you get to do the full Roth. And if you your adjusted gross income is over that, you just need a really good financial advisor.
So call us and we'll tell you how to do that.
All right, Chris, take care. We're going to Rich in Gardenville. Rich, how can we help you?
Good evening, Mr. Tignanelli. How are you?
You said that very well. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Easy question to answer, but may take a lengthy. Well, I'm trying to find out, as a possible donor, benefits, pros and cons between a qualified charitable distribution and a donor-advised fund.
Okay. Mikey, you want to answer that? I know
sure.
You like
so
this stuff.
I do. I love them. Donor advised funds can be good if you think you want to make a big pot of money, take a big pile of money at one time,
especially highly appreciated stock.
Especially highly appreciated stock, move it one time into a fund, and then have years to give it out, and maybe even have somewhat of an idea that maybe you'll appoint some family member to continue
right
giving
now,
it out after you.
You get 100% deduction, right? For your charitable contribution, so you give highly appreciated stock in there and do a Roth conversion equal to that amount of money, and it wipes it all out, 100%. So that's really cool, but
now,
go ahead.
Now, QCD, that's going to be especially helpful when we look at things like is your current income and where are your Medicare premiums? Can we, by lowering your AGI using the QCD, can we get you into some more tax advantageous situation?
You have to be over 70 and a half. Right?
Right.
You got to be 70 and a half or older, and you're taking tax-free IRA money and giving it away. So there's a balance between the two, and we use them both, even for people. Some people, we use them both at the same time.
Yeah.
And like Mike says, it just depends on, do you have highly appreciated securities? Do you want to do a big pot of money into a donor advised fund? Do you want it to be anonymous? That's another big thing that the donor advised fund takes over. You get your tax deduction, but nobody knows who's giving them this money.
You do not have to keep getting those mailers and those invitations for other
right.
Some people, it's nice. You know, you want that tote bag, and you might want to get invited to the dinner. That might be nice. But other people, they just want to be left alone and
it's
give them money.
It's a great question, Rich, but, you know, I can't give you a yes or a no which way to go. All right?
I have a second. Since you, the gentleman explained so well, the second part might be: are the charities that are eligible? Are they as we? Do they have to meet the requirements of a QCD within the DAF? Like this 503 thing.
501c3 is the requirement on both a qualified charitable distribution, which is what some of our listeners might not know what we're talking about. We're talking about taking money out of an IRA, only an IRA, by the way, and giving it to charity directly. And the donor advised fund is also a 501c3. There is no exception to both of those categories. You have to be, it has to be a 501c3. All right?
Very good. Sounds like there is a tax benefit for if you were planning to do something each year to charity to utilize a donor advised fund.
Well, you can, I can use both. And very effectively in different situations than I'm going to use one versus the other. And for the same type of client, I might use both at the same time. And it just depends. It depends on what you have going.
Yeah, we have a client right now that has a big taxable event. So this is going to be the highest tax rate they'll ever pay. So this is the year we're going to do a lot of bunching of our charitable giving and get it all in this one year by doing the DAF.
Yeah, the DAF is also great if I want to do a Roth conversion and I want to get a whole bunch of money out of my IRA tax-free because I'm getting – because this year, 2020, it's 100% of AGI charitable deduction on itemized deductions. Normally, it's 50 to 60%. That's the norm. So if I do $100,000 in a DAF, I can only get a $50,000 to $60,000 deduction in normal years. This year, I'm going to get a $100,000 deduction. I got to run, Rich. Great question, though. Phil in Moncton, how can we help you?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm 57. My wife is 56. We were online looking at Social Security benefits and looking forward to the future. And it says that my wife is 2 credits short from receiving benefits. So yeah.
You know what that 2 credits means? It's literally about $2,500 she has to make in a year, and she gets 2 more credits.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do, Phil?
Sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I'm a plant manager or a manufacturer.
Oh, okay. But if your wife went to work for somebody and made $2,500, that $2,500 would give her 2 credits. So it's not actually working, you know, April to June. It's
right.
It's the amount of money that gives you credit. So if she makes about, I think it's about $1,300 a quarter, yeah. Or $1,300, every $1,300 she makes gives her a credit.
You got to find her the right pyramid scheme selling thing,
right?
You know, that she can do with her friends online.
Anything she can do to get those extra 2 credits is $2,500 or so, I believe, will get her those last 2 credits. And she could do that just with one person that she works for, makes $2,500 in a month, and she, boom,
right.
Gets the last 2 credits.
And then she'll be eligible for benefits when she reaches retirement age.
Yeah, but remember, she's eligible for benefits under you anyway, right?
Right, right. Yeah, but we're just looking to maximize the benefits.
I'm not necessarily sure she's going to maximize anything. You know,
what's the age gap between you?
Yeah, what's the difference?
1 year.
Is she older or younger?
She's 1 year younger.
1 year younger. So, you know, she could.
She could get a year of Social Security out of it.
She would have to claim before he claims, because the minute he claims, she's got to claim the higher of the two.
Right.
So,
well,
you know.
What if she claims at her early retirement age and I wait to 70 to claim?
Well, then the only benefit that I would suggest that she claim at 66 and then you claim at 70 and then she go back and collect your half at 70.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way I would think about it. But I wouldn't have her claim at 62 or 63 or 64 or 65. All right?
Okay.
All right,
all
buddy.
Right.
Good question. Thank you. We got to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're back.
That cough almost missed the on-air light, but not quite.
Yeah? Don't let me down here, Chris. So You're letting me down, but that's okay.
Poor Chris.
You know, they ought to make that into a song. You know? That would be a really cool idea. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. Anything you want to talk about. It deals with your personal finances. We've had Roth IRA questions and PPP loans and Social Security. And Ed here wants to talk about Medicare. So we're going to talk to Ed in Glenwood about Medicare. Ed, how can we help you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
Good. I love Tommy James and the Shondells.
That's who I thought it was, too. And well, wait a minute. Our producer is really upset right now.
It is the Foundation's Build Me Up Buttercup.
You don't know what you're talking about. That's our listener. And if our listener says it's the Shondells, it's the Shondells. And so call it a day there, Chris.
This is America. There's two sides to every story.
The customer is always right.
Okay.
You know? So,
okay.
Ed, good guess. I agree with you. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, not only that, but I have the CD right in front of me.
He has the CD anyway, right in front of him. They probably played it also. Go ahead, Ed.
Question. I'm now 65. Is there anything I need to fill out? I don't want to take Medicare because I'm still employed. And if I take Medicare, I won't be able to carry my wife, who is 10 years younger than me, on my work insurance policy.
Well, that's not true.
My employer talked.
I understand, okay? So there's differences, okay? So you're going to keep your medical insurance with the company, right?
Yes.
And do you have a high deductible health plan in that with an HSA?
I believe one's available. I don't take it.
Okay, so if you're not taking it, then we don't have to worry about that right away, okay? So here's the way it works. You keep your medical plan with your company, and you can request to sign up for Medicare Part A and not impact your health insurance with the company, and Medicare just becomes another extra layer of insurance coverage, but you're still predominant. You still are on your primary insurance is your company's health plan. That's what I would suggest you do because Medicare Part A is free, and they can't stop you from taking that if you want to. Now, you don't have to, though. If you don't take it, doesn't matter. Then your company's plan, the only plan you have. But if you take Medicare A and for some reason the benefits would be greater than your company plan, you'll get the Medicare Part A plan, and it's all free. So that's what you ought to do, and that allows your wife to stay on the plan, et cetera.
Okay. Well, you just saved me a lot of worry.
What do you say, Mike?
Well, I was just going to add to that that the only thing you're going to want to do proactively, if you remember it, whenever you do go to retire and you're going to end that health coverage, you're going to ask them for a credible coverage letter.
Yeah, and an L-564... Yeah. You have to get an L-564 and a credible coverage letter so that when you leave, let's say at 70, you don't get penalized by Medicare D and Medicare B.
I can't imagine any employer out there doesn't have coverage that's considered not creditable.
You,
I would imagine all must be.
Right. You might know this better. How many people in your company, Ed?
2,000 or more.
Oh, well, there you go. I should ask that question first.
Yeah.
I should ask that question first. But is there any company that could stop him from not accepting Medicare Part A as an alternative secondary coverage? I don't think
so.
I think it's required that they have to let him if he wants to.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Okay. I mean, why would they want to either?
Yeah. All right, Ed. Good question.
Thank you.
Take care. Claude in West Baltimore, how can we help you?
Drew, how are you doing tonight?
Good, and you?
All right, question. I'm on disability now.
Okay.
Now, when you reach the age of retirement, which is what, 64? I forget what it is now.
66. What year were you born?
66.
1966.
Yeah, that's when I was born.
So you're at 67. Your full retirement age is 67.
Okay. Now, do you stay on disability or do they switch you back?
Once you turn 67, Claude, you automatically, you don't even know it, it just automatically flips to retirement instead of SSDI. And the only difference between the two is going to be whether you can work and earn a certain amount of money or not. Once you turn 67 and flip to full retirement coverage, you can make an unlimited amount of earnings without any impact on your Social Security from that point on.
Yeah, but now you can only make $1,200 a month.
Yeah, right now you can only earn $1,200 or so. Now, there are some exceptions. You can go in and say, hey, I want to think about trying to transition off of SSDI, and I want to go through a probation and all this kind of stuff. You can do that, but you're absolutely right. Typically, it's about $1,200 a month.
Right.
All right?
Okay, thank you, bud.
All right, take care. Good question. Very good question. We're on an open show tonight. Nobody's on the line now. We've been going through calls as quick as we could get through them, but now all of a sudden the lines are empty. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. 410-922-6680 if you want to call and ask a question for the last quarter hour of the show. But while they're calling in, if they call in, let's go back to our company benefit thing. The other one that really frustrates me, not only the medical plan, we talked about that a little, but it's group life insurance. Group
right.
life insurance makes no sense for the average person today unless...
Well, the average, yeah.
Unless...
You got some health problems.
You got some health problems and you're a smoker.
Yep.
If you're a smoker and you got health problems, group life insurance
deal.
Is not a probably not going to be a bad deal. It's not a great deal, but it's not a bad deal. But you got a lot of problems with group life insurance. Number one, you don't control the insurance, right?
Right.
So if you're working
can't
for
the...
You
can't take it with you.
And you can't take it with you. So if you say if your employer says, hey... We've decided to do away with group life insurance. Boom.
It's
all
gone.
Of a sudden, it's gone. Or if you say, hey, employer, I don't want to work for you anymore. I got a new job. They're paying me more. And you go over to the new job and you say, oh, I want to sign up for the group life insurance like I had at my other company. And that employer says, well, we don't do group life insurance. You should have asked us that before you took the job.
And because you had group life insurance, you never went to go get your own term policy, which you could have gotten at a cheaper rate.
Cheaper
you know,
rate,
when
but
you're younger.
Like I always give the example, you know, you go in and you buy your group life insurance. You're paying $500 a year for $200,000 of insurance. Now, every time your age is divisible by five, your premium's going up. Number one, okay. Number two, the guy next to you who has serious medical issues and is a smoker and so forth, paying the same premium you're paying. What does that tell you? It tells you that you're paying for his premium. You're subsidizing his premium.
And he appreciates that.
He appreciates it, but it's no logical reason to be doing that at this point in time. But anyway, we got to go. We got traffic coming up. This is the last quarter hour of the show. If you want to be online, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back to Money, Riches, and Wealth. We have a couple callers online, and we're going to go to them. And then after we get these two callers, Mikey's going to rant about a topic that a lot of people are missing. You parents that are out there educating your children with all that's going on, you're missing some benefits. And I want you to wait and hear what Mike has to say in about 6 or 7 minutes. But right now, we're going to Steve in Brooklyn Park. Steve, how can we help you?
Well, I got a question. I just turned 62 years old, and I was told I should take my Social Security now instead of wait until I turn 67.
Are you married or single?
Nah, I'm widowed.
You're widowed? Now, yeah. There, somebody's making a big mistake. Did your spouse who passed away?
3 years ago.
Did she have Social Security benefits herself?
She was disabled, and I'm receiving her death benefits.
So you're receiving her survivor benefits now, right?
Right. Right.
How much is it approximately?
About $920 a month.
Well, why would you even consider taking your benefit until the earliest age 67 and maybe even waiting until 70 if you're getting those benefits for free while yours continue to grow for the next 6 years?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Well,
I make about $158,000 a year. I'm just trying to weigh out what my prospects.
And your health is good?
Your health is good?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in addition, are you going to continue to work beyond 67?
I was hoping to maybe retire before then, but
I wouldn't
work for myself, basically.
Okay, well, I wouldn't touch Social Security until I was 67, even if I do retire a couple of years early.
Right.
So okay. 67 should be the earliest you should draw it upon. You're getting free widow's benefits, widower's benefits, and I would not give that up for right now. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Right.
Good question. I understand. You know, he would get, like, if he took it at 62, he'd probably get about $2,300 a month. But that's not worth it, you know?
No.
Sam in Ellicott City, how can I help you?
Fine, thank you. I'm always impressed by you guys. You're really smart. You know your stuff.
Well, we appreciate you saying that.
It's the truth.
And hopefully we can answer your question now he's in here and stumble on his question.
I'm all over the place, so I'm going to try to condense it. Number one, health insurance.
Uh-huh.
I just have Medicare. I don't have supplemental. And my mom and dad used to have Blue Shield and Blue Cross.
How old are you, Sam?
68.
68, okay.
But things are coming on, medical problems, and I can feel it as I get older. So I'm looking for good care. We cover just about everything at the best premium price. Is there something you might know out there that you would recommend?
Strongly recommend you get Medigap to go on top of your Medicare Plan G, as in girl.
Right.
And just sign, you know, even though you didn't sign up early at age 65, you probably still can get it without much difficulty at a reasonable premium as long as your health is reasonably good right now. And I would clearly sign up for it as quickly as possible.
Medigap Plan G.
Medigap Plan G. You got to, you know, I would recommend that you talk to, you can talk to Erie Insurance, actually. You can talk to USAA. You can talk to, we have a guy that we refer people to. His name's Tim Barnaba. And if you call our office tomorrow and ask for either Mike or I, we'll give you his phone number so you can call him. We don't get anything from anybody we refer to. We're NAPFA members. We do not take referral fees, but Tim will do a good job for people. But there's options out there for you, and you should definitely take advantage of it, okay?
For the longest time, I've been wanting you to look at my stuff.
Well, if you ever want to, just call and ask us to. We'd love to do it.
One last thing.
Go ahead.
This is this guy that is my my finances. I needed help and for income tax, and I try to call you guys and I try to get in with you, and things didn't work out. But the thing of it is, that was my fault. So I went. He got the money for $425 for a few hours of work, a couple of hours of work, and I'm paying a lot of taxes. Here's the thing, my wages were like 34, and my capital gains were like 31. And a total income 85. I've been paying a lot of taxes.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't, you know, there's lots of things you can do, but we'd have to look at that specifically. Okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You let us know if you want that number for Tim Barnaba. Tell us what a lot of parents are missing right now, Mike.
So I'm hoping that everybody who has children in school, everybody who has grandkids in school, and anybody who, because of everything that's going on or just normally has chosen private school or homeschooling, there are, you know, we live in the state of Maryland. Probably almost everybody listening to us is paying around 8% income tax for the state and the county. and they have the opportunity to use a 529 plan through T. Rowe is the Maryland plan to put the money in and take it right back out and pay those expenses and save themselves 8%. An 8% discount on private school or homeschool expenses, that's a significant help.
It's only up to the first $10,000 per year. $10,000 per year. So, but yeah, that's and every year you get $5,000 deduction. So that's $400, $420 a year in tax savings per kid per year. And it's compounded. It's carried forward every year. So if you put in $10,000, take out $10,000, that's 2 years' worth of benefits you get. So it's $840 for putting the money in and taking it out two weeks later.
Yeah, a minor inconvenience.
Yeah. But and that's good for like any expenses you have going for homeschool right now, right? And
right.
There's a lot of parents that are, you know, even if they're in public school, they're paying for things like internet services and computers and things. Those are all deductible 529 expenses, right? And you might be paying for a tutor because you don't think your kid's getting the attention that they want. That's an eligible expense. You might be paying for private school, like you're saying, and that tuition, the $10,000 a year, could go in and out.
Yeah, kindergarten.
Kindergarten, you know, it's all kinds of things, you know. So I wish that parents realize there's things you can do to help. Every few hundred bucks a year saves a lot of money, you know.
Absolutely.
So anyway, let's try to get Ed's question or Joe's question. Joe in Manchester, we got 2 minutes. See if we can do it. If not, I'll finish off the air.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Thank you. My name's Joe. I'm 31 years old. My wife's 30. And we recently opened up a Roth IRA this year. We also have a traditional IRA along with maxing out both of our 401ks.
Good for you.
Along with I have some whole life insurance policies.
Well, that's probably a mistake, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, the reason I have them is I have some underlying health issues.
Okay. Well, that's one of the few exceptions.
Yeah, but basically, my question is, my wife and I both make combined just under $200.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out if I'd be better off. What type of
you should be doing pre-tax? You should be doing pre-tax contributions to the rate of about 50%. And Roth contributions to the other 50%. The reason I'm going to do that is because I want to make sure your income goes down below $190,000 so you don't get phased out on doing your Roth contribution at the end of the year.
Yeah, we just made it for 2019.
But you're not going to next year. You're going to get phased out to some degree. So just do about $10,000 a year in pre-tax. It should keep dropping you down below that.
Okay. And what percentage do you think I should make sure that we have in savings? Is there a rule of thumb?
Well, what you're doing now is unbelievably fantastic. You keep doing that, you're going to be a very wealthy man in the future. Go ahead, Mike, real quick.
Well, I was just going to say 3 to 6 months expenses.
Yeah, you have that available on the side also, okay? So, you know.
Okay.
You know, if you want more, we can give you a little more after the break, after we get off the air, all right?
All right. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right. That's the end.
There's no more time.
Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. Things are gonna